Well, that's some people get very upset about that and don't want to pay any money and they go do their own thing. But if you wish to do that, we would have to tee it up with the contractor.
Because really the small towns, you know, like they are empty for New Year's Eve Fest and different events that council run, which the benefits of the, to the little towns that these events bring, emptying some bins is probably a minimal support that council can provide.
Well, you'd be surprised how many people decide what function they'd like to use them for and then say council's job to run around.
So could we, maybe you could have a special form that you're feeling to apply for, that you, if you're providing community benefit, that's a trade-off rather than, are you talking about people that just borrow them for
21st
or something?
All sorts of functions, yeah. So.
But if it's a community event, could we somehow negotiate that?
Well,
so you're already forgotten.
There's the bin. Come and pick it up. Like,
and if I'll pick it up.
Yeah, but what? There's 20 bins, $5 each, $100. Yeah. That's not much money to give. Whereas volunteers spending hours shoveling the rubbish out.
Well, you're,
it does make you.
You're significantly increasing our staff's workload to do that. There's a form to come in. There's a contact with the thing. There's a. There's a getting them out organised. There's a.
Yeah. Just seems unfair.
Just on the Lions party.
Someone who's emptied the bins.
Mm. On the Lions party down there, I was very impressed. There was not a bit of stuff left on the ground.
That's good.
And maybe it's.
I walked around to pick up the rubbish and I picked up three things.
Yeah. That was it. Take your rubbish home.
Big get one. Leave no footprint, take what you bring. Mm. And it all worked. And we were overwhelmed down there by the amount of people. We're expecting maybe 200, and I think we doubled it.
Yeah. Okay, councillors. Well, if I can turn you back to the recommendation regarding the landfill transfer station, there's a two-part recommendation there. If I can have a mover and second, if it's the same, Councillor Hutchin, Councillor Lewis, all those in favour, against, carried. And as I say, this is something that we really do need to advertise and get it out there to the community so they understand what's going to happen. Okay, HS4.
So this is the draft trade waste policy. So we have provided, again, this out for consultation. And we are now up to the point of endorsing it. And as we said, when we brought it up originally, it was really around our business park and the increase that trade waste would have into our sewage system and how we needed to treat that. And that is the primary objective of this policy. To deal with it.
Okay, questions, councillors?
Yeah, I just happy with the policy. Phase one for all new businesses, phase two to be staged and implemented as the businesses can make it happen. I see there's no time frame on it. I'm happy with that, but we're not closing down businesses to try and comply to something that they've been doing forever.
Very true.
But agree that they need to come online eventually.
That's very true. Okay, so we have a recommendation that we note trade waste policy and endorse the same. Can I have someone move that way? Councillor White, Councillor Perkin, thank you. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Okay, HS5.
I would just like to refer an interest in HS5 as a applicant, plus my brother-in-law is an applicant as well.
Thank you, Councillor Hutchin. Councillor Hutchin has declared a pecuniary interest and has left the chamber.
So before you, you have two planning proposals, and what I need to probably explain to you is that a planning proposal is goes through a gateway process where it is presented to the Department of Planning. It cannot be presented to the Department of Planning unless it has been considered and resolved to be supported by the council. These two sites are outside our current LEP, but they are inside our proposed LEP. So, and that's all come through council and been to council. and it was part of the land use strategy that we did, was where were we going to grow to, where were our zonings going to change. The Department of Planning came back to us, if you recall, and said, yes, it's a good idea, but you haven't got studies for certain items, so we can't approve the LEP, and we would like to stage it so that certain things were done in certain orders. We indicated that we believed we should be able to continue with the LEP. These landowners both said, well, we're ready to go and are having increased inquiries as to this land being developed. So they have decided to come forward with a planning proposal that we need to decide upon whether or not we support it. Our recommendation is to support it because it is in line with our strategic objectives and the work we have already done.
Okay, councillors, do we have any questions in relation to HS5? Bearing in mind this is an approval to send these applications to the Department of Planning's gateway, and it's not an approval for a development. So no questions, can I have someone move and second?
Probably also, we're asking that if it does get to the planning department and it does get endorsed through their gateway, that we can start that public consultation process. So rather than coming back to you to say it got okay, so, and you, if you have a look at the report, it says subject to the response.
So if we're going to have someone move and second, Councillor Perkin, seconder, Councillor Crocker, all those in favour, all those against? Okay. It's not a show of hands.
Okay, so
it is a
it's a show of hands.
Requirement for a show of hands, so all those in favour, thank you. Okay, so that's resolved. If we could just get Councillor Hutchin back to the meeting. Thanks. Just while we're waiting, could I have a mover and seconder, please, that we move into committee of a whole? Councillor White, Councillor Crocker. Thank you.
So we're now moving to committee of a whole.
Bron.
I have to do
it. Who do I have?
Councillor White, Councillor Crocker. Okay, recommendations of a committee of a whole meeting held on the 15th of December. If someone move and second those resolutions, Councillor White, Councillor Crocker, that the recommendations of the committee of a whole meeting held on the 15th of December be adopted. All those in favour? No. Against? Carried. Minutes of the Audit and Risk Improvement Committee held on the 9th of November. Can I have someone move and second those minutes, please? Councillor McKinnon, Councillor White. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Okay, reports. Just a couple of items I need to raise, councillors, with you. Again, mindful of the time. General Manager and myself attended the Country Mayor's meeting in Sydney, where the IPART Commissioner, the Independent Commissioner, appeared and gave us a presentation in relation to the rate pegging inquiry that's going on. It was a fairly robust discussion between the Commissioner and Mayors and General Managers in the room, and subsequent to that there is an inquiry going on which has, we've made a submission. Also at that meeting, Councillor Rick Furman, Mayor of Temora, was elected Deputy Chairman of Country Mayors. Pass Council's congratulations on to Councillor Furman for that. Further item of business was the Country Mayor's election priorities, which was a document prepared by the new Chairman of Country Mayors, Councillor Chaffee from Gunnedah, with a number of issues that they wish to take up to parliamentarians prior to the state election next year. They called for submissions from councils, and Cooleman Shires put in two submissions. The first one was relating to aged care sustainability, and highlights the role that local government plays in the aged care sector and the impact of recent decisions made by the federal government regarding staffing and staff qualifications. The second one was seeking an inquiry into emergency services, they look at the command and control of RFS, SES and the like, and look for duplications across the board. We also, on the 22nd of November, we're at a meeting of the community and police. The district commander for Wagga Wagga, Superintendent Splight, attended. We also had a representative from New South Wales Mental Health, which was pleasing. Ladies based in Tamora, and provided a good point of contact for support in mental health issues. So that was a positive. The Coolamangamain NPS, as you're aware, the health services plan was released and it's been put out on public exhibition. That period is finished and it's now moving to the next stage. Next year, we'll be heavily engaged in advocacy and lobbying the New South Wales government to progress the facility. It looks very impressive, but until we get some firm commitments from government, it remains on paper, at least not yet finished. So next year there'll be a lot of lobbying occurring. Local Emergency Management Committee met on the 7th of December, and New South Wales DPI gave us a presentation there in regard to the department's preparedness for foot and mouth, lumpy skin, and how such an incident in the Coolaman Shire would be dealt with. There are plans being developed, and indeed Department of Primary Industries has a foot and mouth and lumpy skin action plan, and I just encourage if you're talking to any landowners who might have concerns about what's happening to let them know that it is being controlled by the Department of Primary Industries. And also discussion regarding Japanese encephalitis and other mosquito-borne diseases which are occurring as a result of the flooding and wet weather, and a warning there just to make sure where you can, if you're working outside, to be appropriately protected. This morning, General Manager, myself and Courtney had a Zoom meeting with the Federal Minister for Aged Care Department. We were joined there by Linda Scott, the President of the Australian Local Government Association, and Daria Turney, the President of New South Wales Local Government, as well as councils that have aged care in their remit. And we gave it to the department, telling them basically what the problems are out here with our ability to maintain our commitment to aged care. It's one thing that we're very strong on, that we want to make sure that it's viable here in the Coolaman Shire, and we're having issues obviously with staffing and changes to government legislation, particularly in regard to the need to have a registered nurse on each shift. So we left the Minister's Department in no uncertain terms that something needs to be done, and they've taken those concerns on board. I just can't stress enough how vital Alloa is to us, but it's very difficult at the moment with our staffing and our finances. So we'll be reporting more on that in the new year as developments happen there. And second to last, I'd like to wish our General Manager and Engineer a happy birthday. They kept that quiet from most of us for the day, so thank you for that. And finally from me, just to thank you all, councils and staff, for the year. It's been a hectic one. I appreciate your support, and I wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And then with that, I'll ask if there are any other reports from any other delegates or councillors.
Oh yeah, just a quick one from Goldenfields. I'd just like to encourage people to use the Goldenfield Water app. They've recently changed their concealed leak policy. Using the app, it's very good. I'm a trustee of the grounds at Mara, and we had a busted tap. Within 1 kilolitre of water being used, I got a message on the app to say that I had a leak, went up and fixed it. The app certainly works very well, and encourage people to take that up as a way of checking for leaks. Gives you all your water consumption, is a very good thing.
I'd just like to do a quick one. Prior to harvest, we're working with Madam Footy Oval, and we all took ride-ons in and did another big clean-up. There was a couple of things discussed there. Where the power box was put, where the new hall's going, they ripped up our the water pipe. when we turned the water on to get water for spraying and things, that she come up out of the ground, so the pipe's been ripped from the meter to the shed. And the question was put through that when one of those lawn mowers comes up for sale, is there any chance that Madeline can purchase one as a secondary mower for helping us when we're doing the footy over?
We just
go to auction.
That's all we do with. So.
Yep. And just to notify you, they've got their Christmas party on tomorrow night with duo singing and so forth in the park at Madeline, which we're looking forward to.
Very good.
Thank you. Excellent. Any other issues?
I have one, please.
Yep.
If I could. I had a community member approach me about. It might seem trivial, but apparently it's a bit of a problem down the bottom of Curtis Lane there, where it gets very boggy in the winter time. And the person that asked me if something could be done about it was, he said it's probably 50 to 100 metres long, the area that's a bit of a problem, that he offered to meet a council staff member down there to discuss that.
Where's that at, sorry?
Down
Double
Day Lane, 18 section.
Oh, Leary's.
Leary's Lane.
Leary's Lane.
Leary's Lane, sorry.
That's with the sign, dry weather only.
Is there any chance? I promised him I'd bring it up.
You brought it up, that's fine. Yeah. So the only property access that needs to be comes off Pike Lane down there. So that's like a convenience track. So the property actually gets access to where it needs to be. That area has a lot of water run through it and across it. That's where our water course runs. So it's there for dry weather, and that's what we prepare it for. And in wet weather, we've got the signs there that say don't drive down there.
I think a particular person would like to use that section of road more regularly, whether it be wet or dry, because it saves them going out on the water road, out to Leary's Lane, and then turning back into the property.
There'd probably be a lot of people in that.
We can have a discussion with the person, but the policy we have is access is provided to each property, and it is, and we don't prepare or make roads for shortcuts. So,
I wouldn't
say that's a no maintenance part, isn't it?
Well, we actually do maintain it, but when it's water damage, we don't go near it.
Thanks.
I took a group of high schoolers down to meet Jackie when she was working in Ardlethan, so that was great because they were able to talk about what they might do out there for Youth League. So thanks, Jackie. And Germaine Paul is 50 years old this year, so Advanced Germaine had a free dinner for kids the other night on its actual opening day anniversary, but we also decided we'd have our Australia Day breakfast at the pool instead of at the park. So that'll be fun.
Excellent.
Any further points, councillors?
Hope it warms up.
If not, it's 5:16. I'll declare the December meeting closed.
And we'll see you in February.